Nolte, Los Angeles Times' latest left-wing institution credibly accused of racism. By John Nolte on June 26, 2020. The far-left Los Angeles Times is just the latest left-wing institution to be accused of racism. The Los Angeles Times, which regularly lectures and shames the rest of the country, most especially Trump supporters, as racist, finds itself under fire for a number of racial issues, including hiring and pay discrepancies. During a company-wide meeting via Zoom on Wednesday, a meeting that lasted nearly 5 hours, executive editor Norman Perlstein was put through the ringer in attempting to explain why, in a city as large and diverse as Los Angeles, only 26 of 500 newsroom staffers are Black. And although he is refusing to step down, The New York Post reports that Perlstein has already admitted in a June 6 memo that many Black journalists are still woefully underpaid compared to our white counterparts. The Times is also facing a class action lawsuit over pay disparities from three of its own Black journalists. And now the far-left Los Angeles Times has joined the far-left cabal in the elite club of being sued over credible accusations of racism. As someone who lived in Los Angeles for nearly a decade, it is beyond my comprehension that in a city as racially diverse as LA, the state's leading news outlet, an outlet that identifies as progressive, has a newsroom staff made up of just 5% Black Americans in the middle of a populous city where Blacks represent twice that number. And the pay disparity. How is that allowed to happen? And how difficult is that to fix? Perlstein admitted to the racial pay disparity 18 days ago. How was this not fixed 17 days ago? As though it were powerless to do anything about it. As though it were a third party reporting on an outside matter, the Times itself reported on itself. Is it really easier to write a 2,500-word article than it is to fix the pay disparity issues? Anyway, here's a taste of how the Los Angeles Times reported on itself. 2 years after the Los Angeles Times reverted to local ownership, one of the country's largest metropolitan daily newspapers is facing a painful internal reckoning over glaring deficiencies and missteps regarding race and representation in its pages and its staff. On Wednesday, executive editor Norman Perlstein heard from aggrieved newsroom staff members during a more than four-hour meeting examining the mistreatment of Black and brown editorial staff members past and present. He acknowledged that the 138-year-old paper had failed to capitalize on an unprecedented opportunity to better diversify its newsroom since its 2018 purchase by LA biotech billionaire Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong and his wife, Michelle B. Chan. Wednesday's meeting was conducted by Zoom video conference because staffers have been working from home during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came 3 weeks into a raw and deeply emotional self-examination that has unfolded on internal communications channels. A wide-ranging discussion about the paper's news coverage and treatment of people of color. Emboldened by the Times' first newsroom union contract, staff members have openly chastised senior editors for allowing racial disparities to persist. But once again, what we have here is yet another example, yet another piece of proof that it is not America that has a problem with systemic racism, it's the left. More than 90% of controversial killings of unarmed Black men at the hands of the police have occurred in cities where a Democrat mayor is in charge of the police department. All of the people fired during this reign of woke Taliban terror come from far-left institutions like Silicon Valley, Hollywood, and the media. Everyone caught in blackface is either a Democrat or left-wing celebrity. Almost all of the despair, poverty, legitimate hate crimes, homelessness, crime, violence, and racism felt by Black Americans is confined to cities where Democrats have been in charge for decades: Baltimore, Minneapolis, New York, Chicago, St. Louis, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Detroit, and on and on and on. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.